In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Oh, fuck you!
Hey, fuck you, man!
Fuck you, man.
Fuck Donald Trump, baby! Fuck Donald Trump, baby!
You just wanna say, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you.
I think I've made my point fairly clear. How this fucking disgusting orange piece of shit pig man is not in prison is the mystery of the fucking 21st century. Like, what the fuck is happening? Anyway, this is Ego and Vice, episode 96. Fuck you, Donald Trump.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Wanna raise the insult, T-Bane. Lower class punk ass, I was Northwood grade. I had it made. Spent my nights drinking with my mates. Just a short bus ride up.
Hey, this is Mike. This is Ego and Vice, episode 96. I hope the intro didn't offend anybody with my excessive use of fuck yous. But you know what? Sometimes they're warranted. And the topic that I was trying to fuck you deserved a fuck you. Look at me, just going on. Let's count the fuck yous by the end of this episode. There's probably going to be several. Anyway, so I've been busy. I have been going to band practice, which is amazing. Again, finally back at it, officially. And it's been posted on the official Riptides Instagram, I believe. I think it was Instagram and Facebook or wherever we, post things. That we are in full-fledged pre-production mode for the new Riptides record, which will be hopefully released in 2023. If all goes well, that is. But we'll see. But no, it's been amazing just being back at band. Having band to look forward to during the week is tremendous. Because during the pandemic, you kind of you lost that like the things that you love doing, like the creativity side of life. You know, you went to work and you came home and caught up on your TV. I guess I don't know, but. Then you would go to band and every other walk of life. And now I'm back. Now we're back. And, you know, the balance is back. It feels really great. And I didn't realize how much I actually missed it. Well, I thought I knew how much I missed it until I was down in the jam spot and just hanging out with the guys and shooting the shit with the guys and joking around and then actually playing songs. And don't get me wrong, it was a bit of a slog at the beginning because we haven't played together in 3 years. You think that shit would come easy, but imagine that. It doesn't. It's, you know, it takes a little bit of work, but fell back into it very quickly. And yeah, it's exciting. It's sounding good, and I'm really looking forward to the next 12 months. And as a Riptides fan, so should you. Lucky you. Lots to look forward to. I got lots to look forward to as well. So, more information will come out when, you know, as it progresses. But until it's officially put out there, My lips are sealed, lock and key. Just know that that's happening. So very, very, very cool. Yeah. So I have a guest on the podcast today. His name is Andrew Lascelle. He is a friend of mine, an old friend. We met, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I think. He's in a band called Holy Christopher. And I think he opened for my band Goat, I think. Well, I know he did, but my memory sucks, so I'm just going to assume I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure he did. And yeah, we've just been friends ever since. And we talk here and there. And I hadn't seen him in a while just because of the pandemic and stuff. And then I had an acoustic gig at Avant Garde on Bezerer. Check that place out. Support local. And he showed up. And we had a conversation. And it was nice to see him. He's a good dude. And I said, you should be on the podcast. Because he was on the podcast once before. He was early, like, I think I mentioned it. It was like in the top 25. Like, he was one of the first guests way back when. In the dawn of Ego and Vice, if you will. In the early days. And I said, you should come on again. And he said, yeah, I will. But I got to get some shit done. And how about we plan it for later? And I said, cool. Then I got back to him and I told him I was booking for October, and then he said, how about November? And I said, sure, man, whatever you want. No, it's all good. And yeah, so we had a conversation, and or we're gonna have a conversation, I mean, and we'll just find out what the heck's going on with Andrew. Cool. He's got lots on the go. He's a busy dude. Okay, I'm gonna play a song from Holy Christopher, which is Andrew's band. And then on the other end of that, we're going to come back and we're going to have a conversation with Andrew Lascelle. So stick around. This is Ego and Vice, episode 96. Buddy, how's it going?
Not too bad. It's nice to catch up again after a few years and the pandemic.
It's totally true, and it's great to have you back on the podcast, because you were on probably about like 4 years ago. Yes. Must have been about 4 years ago, I think so. Because I think you were in like the top 25. You must have been like one of the in the top 25, like when I first started it off. So you were one of the guinea pigs at the very beginning.
Live in your basement.
Back in the day when it was just like, this is the way to do it, right? Just have people come over. I'll put some beers in the fridge, make them feel like comfy and shit. I feel, you know, now that I've been doing it over Zoom and like the internet, it seems so much more convenient for people like yourself. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, I can't believe I made people like come all the way to my house. Like, I didn't even leave. I just sat on my couch, waited for my doorbell to ring. But you guys did, and that was amazing, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, the tech for the pods have definitely, expanded over the pandemic. But like, don't get me wrong, I still would have come to the house and sat down, have a beer, and shoot the shit. That's invigorating for me. It's like going down to CKCU and being on live to air. You know, you're having a conversation, you're talking, you're relaxed. You know, I still would have came.
Oh, you know what? That's funny. I should have invited you, because I haven't even thought about inviting anybody. Like, I've done like, I don't know how many I've done, like 40 and over Zoom, just like over the course of, well, maybe not that many, but anyway, and I've never even considered, maybe I should have someone over again, but oh well, next time.
Video pod.
That's it. Last time was the podcast, and then I hadn't seen you for a while, obviously because of the pandemic, but then you showed up at one of my acoustic shows, and that was, oh God, I don't even know, months ago, and I said, dude, it's so good to see you. You should come back on the podcast. And then you said, soon as, I can't remember what you said, you had like you said, I gotta wait till something happens, and then I'll have more to talk about. I hope that was you anyway, but I think it was. And then we finally touched base, and here you are. So how was your summer? Jeez,
the summer was action-packed. Oh, yeah. Ottawa is absolutely on fire. Now, your listeners, I don't know how much of showgoers they are. I assume, you know, everyone's a little bit community-oriented and, like, into the music scene. But and for those who are listening, Ottawa is on fire with local music right now.
Nice.
It started pretty much in 2021, in around September, you know, just before that winter lockdown, there was a group of bands getting together and just boiling up, you know, and playing avant-garde and playing around, playing the Dom all the time, playing House of Targ, the Rainbow, and these bands just came out of nowhere and have been packing these little venues week after week, and it went through like that all summer long. I'm just amazed with the level of music that's been coming out of Ottawa, especially this summer. So if you didn't catch any, you know, keep your ear to the ground for these bands you're going about to hear about.
Well, I think it was like when you said the listeners, this podcast is all about local music, and it's about local business. It's about all the things that are Ottawa, and my goal is to always push people out to shows. If I'm ever going to be pushy to someone, I'd be like, go see a show. Go see, support your local talent. So, yeah, I know. And I guess after the pandemic where nobody could do anything, I guess there would be like a big groundswell of it, right? Like of people just waiting to... How many bands were started during the pandemic? Do you know that?
Well, you know, there was a lot of bedroom rock, you know, like people got into recording, people got into, you know, doing their own solo stuff. And that was like, you know, just before the pandemic, there you were seeing a lot of friends I know that were recording stuff, ready to get, you know, they were like, yeah, 2020, it's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
At February of 2020, my band Curl, we went out east in February. So we did an East Coast tour.
How'd it go?
We came back. Oh, it's great. Curl rocked it. We played Montreal, Quebec City, St. John, Moncton, Halifax,
nice.
PEI. So, you know, it was a really good time. But you know, we were going into the East Coast in the winter, mm-hmm. which is not recommended, not recommended, but we had beautiful weather and we had a great turnout at all the shows. We were well received. We were Curls was just a two piece, right? So just drums, guitar. So traveling was light.
Sure.
And then we come back and fire, dumpster fire.
Right.
Yeah. So like, you know, I was a lot of bands that I knew had just recorded. They were looking forward to the spring. They were looking forward to getting on the road. And then, you know,
yeah.
But now they got together and something happened and amazing bands right now.
Well, that's awesome to hear. And that's what you want to hear out of your city. Right. And, there's a rumor around, or maybe it's a unspoken thing or maybe an outspoken thing, of it's notoriously hard to get people to come out and see shows in Ottawa. And I'm glad that that's kind of turning around. And I think maybe having it taken away and not being able to go see shows has kind of opened some eyes to say, wow, we should really embrace what we can lose at any moment. You know what I mean? So if that had something to do with it, and if some of the bands that you're referring to, I'm not sure the specifics, like which bands you're talking about. We can talk about that on air or off air. It's up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm if they got started during the pandemic, or even just like found a new motivation through the pandemic to push hard. And I'm so happy that they're getting the chance to do it now. Also, I got to give tons and tons of credit to the local, like the venues. For getting mm-hmm. through, for the local venues, for getting through that mess. And now, hopefully, with the help of all these musicians and artists and local fans, these businesses are thriving again. And that's the scene, man. And I'm really, really excited and happy to hear that you're so excited and happy about it.
Well, we lost Sinkhole, which was really bad. Because Sinkhole, did you ever get a chance to get out to Sinkhole? Sinkhole was this little hole in the wall. You know, the guys from, like, Matthias from Ottawa Showbox and Tony, they had the, in conjunction with Black Squirrel, had this beautiful art room in the heart of Hindenburg. Mm-hmm. I was doing sound there.
Oh, okay.
And they were bringing in, you know, great equipment. You know, good bands were coming in. It was packed, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It was a good little place, but it couldn't survive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we lost Prest.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. On Gladstone.
Yeah, Prest. Yes. And which is now the Montgomery Scotch Lounge, which is actually pretty cool.
Are there?
If you ever have a chance to head out there, they do a lot of live jazz.
Oh, cool.
My partner James and I, we took a visit, had some nice drinks and some warm olives. I highly recommend going to Montgomery Scotch Lounge.
Warm olives.
Warm olives. Oh, man. Game changer.
No cigars, eh?
No cigars.
Ah,
but no. Going back to that groundswell you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, when you think about it, you got like 17-year-olds at the beginning of the pandemic,
right,
stuck in their rooms watching live shows and not knowing what it was like to go to a live show.
Mm-hmm.
You skip ahead 2 years later, they're 19 now and they want to go to a live show. So you got like a double cohort of kids, 19, well, not kids, but, you know, young adults, 18, 19, 20, ready to go. Their friends are in bands. Let's go see what live music is. Right. And then you go throw them for the first time in the Dom. Oh my God. You know?
Yeah, no, that's
dirtiest.
I remember
punk rock bar in Ottawa.
Absolutely. And those, you know, and that's when you're that age, it's like, you're just full of energy and ambition. You know what I mean? And like dreams, you follow your dreams at that age. And yeah, I remember when I was around that age and I saw like my first punk band in Thunder Bay at Crocs and Rolls, the bar. It changed my life. And yeah, and that's what made me want to start these bands like throughout the last 30 years of my life and stuff. And I'm glad, I'm guilty, and I'll admit this. I'll be the first to admit that I'm guilty of not getting out to seeing as much local stuff as I want to, but I'm getting old and, you know, there's lots of excuses. So I try and keep my ear to the ground, and I also live kind of vicariously through the information that I hear from artists like yourself who come on, and from my friends and stuff like that. And I do check out shows, but I can't be going out 3 days in a row. You know what I mean? As much as I'm sure it's awesome and the music would be great. So, but I, you know, I'm absolutely support.
It takes its toll on me. I totally hear you. I'm feeling it. The only reason why I'm able to do this is because I have a chair at the back of the room doing sound still at Avant Garde.
That's awesome.
And still doing sound at Live on Elgin.
Yeah.
So that gives me a nice little window into these bands and who they are and, you know, what they're doing right now.
Yeah, that's super.
Because honestly, I don't think I couldn't do it as much as I do, but you know, I get to see the shows for free.
Yeah, yeah.
And get paid for it.
I got you. Eric Worley, a really good friend of mine, has been a sound guy in Ottawa for years, like for decades. And yeah, he's seen some amazing stuff, and he would always, he'd not need to be there. He would just always be there because that's where he was. That's where you are. That's where you are.
Yeah.
So what about you? You said you're doing sound. How are the bands going? What's been going on?
Well, the Monotimes, we defunct, so we called it a day. One of the members moved out west. The other two members, Adam and Alex, they started a new band with some friends called Go Long, and they're just amazing. They're just this post-punk, dancey, groovy, funky band. Lead singer Cam is an amazing lead singer. And they got Brad LaPonce on drums from Sparkle Source, Mr. Power, and Brad the drummer. Just a really great lineup. So like they're moving, they're doing great things now. Curl, we came back pandemic, and then we just, you know, life took us in different directions, but we still jam every once in a while because playing drums and Curl, it's fun. It's you just hit stuff.
Right.
Play punk rock. It's great.
Yeah. Well, you said it's.
And then,
oh, go ahead. No, sorry.
And then Holy Christopher, we got back together and we started playing shows again and writing new music. So that's where my heart is right now. So
that's awesome, man. And that's again, I'll probably rehash on a few things, but that's how we met long time ago. And Holy Christopher is what I've always associated you with. Like, I know there's Curl and the Monotimes, but Holy Christopher was always, yeah, it would be like, yeah, that's your band. So that's awesome that you guys are back together. To be honest with you, I honestly didn't know that you had broken up or stopped. Maybe you told me that. I used to drink a lot, so a lot of conversations kind of bleed together sometimes. But that's rad. How long have you guys been back together, and how's the songwriting going?
Yeah, we called it a day just because you know, everyone was just busy. You know, summer went to Toronto. Dave was busy with, you know, school and work, and Dan was focusing on work, and myself, I was starting a new life. So we weren't there. But you know, towards the summer of 2021, everyone was like, we're kind of bored. Let's, you know, pandemic's winding down. Everyone's vaccinated. Let's bang some tunes out.
Nice.
And thank God we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was good.
No, that's great, man. Just touching on something you just said, when you said you're starting a new life, is that like a personal thing you want to talk about, or is that just...
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, totally. I'll talk about it. You know, 14 years in a relationship, and just time to move on. You know, we were together since we were 20, had a nice little house and home, had everything, cats, dogs. But, you know, when you get together when you're 20,
yeah,
and you grow up, and you know, you're in, you know, a good chunk of time, you're like, well, maybe we can do something else now.
Yeah.
So with no heavy hearts, but no regrets, you know, we just decided to move on and do something else. So I moved in from Hull back into Ottawa. I used to live with Tyler Black from Pretty Little Death Machine. Mm-hmm. So we were in the punk house, just having a good time on Richmond Road. And, you know, just focusing on work and everything. And then, of course, pandemic.
Right.
So I was there for 2 years and then pandemic. So.
Well, I definitely think everyone can relate to starting over in anything they do, right? Especially when it comes to relationships. How was the songwriting after that?
I was too lost to even focus in on it. I'm still even too lost to focus in on it.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm pulling more stuff, more inspiration from the turmoil our planet is in right now, to be honest. And
yeah,
you know, I think there's a bigger picture out there rather than my love life to sing about, but you know, to each their own.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, music will come from anywhere, really. But mm-hmm. I know my draw right now is more socially, you know, motivating people to, you know, open their eyes and really think about their fellow man in these times, to be honest.
Very much needed. Mm-hmm. That is noble and good and needed work for sure. And mm-hmm. yeah, respect that a lot.
Well, the early punk rock pioneers, you know, they were all about social justice and, you know, just, you know, bringing up the smaller person and making sure, you know, everyone was respected, but didn't mind saying, you know, hey, fuck you, respect people, you know, like there was a little bit more crudité to it, you know.
Sometimes it's just what people need to hear, I guess, or sometimes that's just what people need to hear themselves hear. Say, I don't know, mm-hmm. but no, I definitely hear where you're coming from. And, yeah, there's a lot of, I try not to go too far anywhere down too many rabbit holes on Ego and Vice. I try to keep it, about local music and art and arts and stuff, the stuff that does make people happy and the stuff that we can all relate and share. So, I'm not gonna comment too much on political stuff or like human hot topic, human nature kind of things, because I'll just get upset.
Oh no!
Yeah.
It's so broad, you know.
Yeah.
And that's for off air and some scotch and maybe a cigar or something and deep cuts, yeah. Deep cuts, but. No, when it comes to songwriting, mm-hmm. Putting myself in those shoes and trying to like, you know, express the, you know, the most I can in two verses and three choruses mm-hmm. on how I feel.
Yeah.
That's what I'm kind of focusing on.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. And you know, what is it like walking down the street every day, and what are you seeing, and what are you picking up on people? That's where my music's coming from right now.
So as far as being the sound guy, how often do you do that?
Oh, geez. At least once a week, you know, whether it's Avant-Garde or live on Elgin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I gotta say huge shout out also to Alex at the Avant-Garde for continuing in. They just went into their 18th year.
Amazing.
So they just celebrated 18 years. And he's signed a new 5-year lease with his landlord. So he's going to be there for a little bit. And all those wonderful new bands I've been telling you about, they've been playing the room. And it's been bumping, you know. Avant-Garde, the smallest, largest venue in downtown Ottawa that will host anything and everything.
I absolutely love Avant-Garde. I love Alex. I think he's like the best. We kept in touch all through pandemic. I would just always send him just an email. I hope everything's great, bud. This and that. He'd always send me back. Hey, whatever. He had to get I don't know if he was renewing his like visa or something like that, or I can't remember, but he's like, Mike, can you sign this? And it was just like he needed like his friends to, what do you call it? Just to like a reference, I guess.
A guarantor. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was,
yeah, I signed too.
Yeah. And he was just kind of shy, and he's like, you don't have to, if you don't want to. And I said, give me that thing, man. I'll sign whatever you want me to sign. No, he's the best, man.
Sure.
Yeah. And he's always friendly, and he's always so welcoming. And I love that place, and I support it to the end of time. That reminds me, I'm going to send Alex an email tonight just to see how he's doing. It's been a bit.
Wonderful.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm really happy that like he didn't get too much, like, you know, throwback from, you know, the conflict and Ukraine, Russia stuff.
All right.
So I'm really happy that Ottawa, you know, you're decent people, and thank you for, you know, protecting this small little bar that I love so dearly.
Same.
So
same. I second that 100%, 1,000%. You know, I should go back there more, but like I say, I'm old and I'm fat and I'm lazy.
I'm going to bring you out to one of these killer shows. So.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Give me a call. Sometimes I just need to know where to go these days, you know? But I would totally meet you.
Trust me, though. I'm telling you, it is a little bit, you know, standing at the back of the room and watching, you know, the band. You don't know anyone there, and they're all doing the thing. I'm there for the music, you know, so
that's what, like I told you, my buddy Eric has been a sound guy in Ottawa for decades. And that's what we used to do. If you know the sound guy, you basically have for one thing, you get in. And second thing, you got the best seat in the house because you're right at the back and no one fucks with you because you're in the sound area. Right. So anyway, yeah, man, I absolutely would. Let me know. Just drop me a text, man, and I'll come meet you. I'm always looking for something to do.
It's going to happen. You know, speaking about, you know, knowing the sound guy and getting in, mm-hmm. something I also want to touch on is cover is now 15, 20 bucks. Mm-hmm. You know, you get the odd $10 show, but like it, don't expect to go out. There's no more $5 shows, man.
Right.
There's no more six buck shows. Those don't exist anymore. And it's good. It is great. Like Holy Christopher played with Ornaments and the Dan Danners at Targ. And, you know, we're walking away with $700 each band.
Yeah, man. Things are expensive out there.
it was a great payday, man. Holy chumpins. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, there's always that old saying where it's just like your friends will always call you up and be like, hey, can you put me on the guest list? There ain't no fucking guest list. Pay the $10 to see my band. Support my ass. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not too much. Can my girlfriend get on the guest list? No. you're not even on the guest list, motherfucker.
Well, you know, Sean over at Spectre still does a guest list for the performers, which is really nice. So, you know, kudos to him. So I appreciate I guest listed the people. So
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it. I went and saw Chris Landry and the Seasick Mamas, their record release at Irene's 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, buddy, I can't wait. I'm coming out. And he said, I'll put you on the list. And I said, no, I'm fucking paying. And I paid at the door because that goes into his pocket because he put a lot of work into that. So I don't mind paying $10. You know what I mean? If someone offers a guest list, at least you have a choice of whether you can take it or not take it. But I say if he's your buddy, pay the $10. You know what I mean? If he's a complete stranger, you're not getting on the guest list. You have to pay the $10. If you're going to pay $10 for a complete stranger, at least give your friend $10. I'm just saying, don't ask for the guest list. That's just my point of view. I'm rambling.
I love Chris. I'm sorry I missed the show there. I was probably working sound or something there. But that guy, to me, when I look at Chris and see what he does, he feels like my bizarre world's Superman, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And like I feel like we're literally the same person traveling down a different path, you know? I don't know what it is. I have no idea what it is, but, you know, God bless Chris. And wish I had a show.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones for sure. And we've been friends for years. And we became kind of fast friends. We met through, do you know Sarah Destruction? Do you remember tall, blonde, punk rocker? Played in Goat for a while. Yeah, anyway, doesn't matter.
I'm picturing it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I met Chris through her at like a house party that she threw. And it was like, hey, I'm Mike. Hey, I'm Chris. We've talked ever since. Just never stopped talking. And I talked to him like fucking 3 times a week because we both run, eh? We both like, anyway, it doesn't matter. Oh, and we both quit drinking together. Did I tell you that? I didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, he's like, it was a couple months apart. I think he's like at 7 months. I'm at 10 months.
Okay.
That's also a reason I didn't go out for a long time when the pandemic ended, because it was triggery. But I'm kind of good.
I right after your show, I mentioned in my little spiel there I sent you, right after your show, I went a year and a half sober.
Tremendous. How was it?
Yeah. I wish I could do it again.
Yeah.
But I can do it I can pick it up. You know, it's that willpower to do that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was, I know the difference now.
Yeah.
So good for you for your 10 months. That's awesome. Keep going as long as you can.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, you never say never, and I could easily sit here and say I'll never drink again, but who knows what tomorrow brings, right? I don't want to. But I had to. Yeah. I had to. Like I was going to die. Like I know I'm going to die, but I was going to die.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, you know, that's what I mean. I always said that. I know I'm going to die, but I was going to fucking die if I didn't, and I did, and I feel it changed my life, man. It's like night and day, 360 degrees, genuine, natural fucking happiness inside my body, which it's crazy, man. It's crazy. But thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's been a hell of a journey, but I've enjoyed it for sure. So doing sound, obviously, and you've talked already about like seeing some amazing bands come through, and the city is just alive, on fire, I believe you said. Can you share some of the bands that really kind of, you know, hit you hard, like the ones that you're really hyped about?
Yeah, there's several actually. There's Guest Room Status, amazing bunch of guys. All these bands are just on fire right now here in Ottawa, doing great things, good quality music, great shows, lots of energy. So Guest Room Status, Dart Trees, The Sorry Snowman, Out by Lucy. I love Out by Lucy. They have some magic there.
Mm-hmm.
Noise Hotel, Neon Ghost House, and of course Sandy and Teenage Fiction. You know, and of course my buddies and Go Along, you know, they're just doing some really good stuff. So if you hear any of those bands are playing, guaranteed good show. Oh, and I can't forget about Stobie. Stobie is, they've been around for quite a while now, but they put in their time, and they got a show coming up at Saw. So, later in December. So definitely, if you can make it out, do it.
Definitely. Absolutely. I know a Neon Ghost House. I actually played them on the podcast a few episodes back when Cameron Dunn was on.
Okay.
from Hillside Audio. He has a owns a studio in town. You know Dean Watson too, do you not? From Buckingham Palace.
The Monotimes. We did two singles with Dean.
Okay.
Monica and Halloween 1812. Great experience with Dean. He made those two songs just sound so great.
Yeah, that's rad.
Yeah.
I touched base with him. I'm trying to convince him to come on Ego and Vice, and he seemed keen to it, but he's been a little MIA. So Dean, I'm sure you're not going to listen, but if you do, I'm coming for you, buddy. Anyway, no, that's cool. And as far as those bands go, I'm sure there's a Bandcamp or a Spotify where everyone can check them out, and they're all local, right?
They're all local. You just follow them, you know, check out Instagram, you know, hit rewind on this pod and type in their names in Insta. You'll find them. You'll find all their link trees there to all their Spotify's and everything. So that Instagram's the best way to go for that.
Rad. Cool. And how about for yourself? What's coming up? What's down the road?
Well, we just had band practice. So Summer, Dave, and Dan are doing well. We're writing some new tunes, finally.
Nice.
We're recording a single, so we're going to do an A-side, B-side. We got Hilux, and we're doing a re-record of an old track, Jesse. We're going to probably release that in the new year, and we'll probably have a show around March. So, you know, we're one of those bands where you can only savor the Holy Christopher a few times a year, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, you're playing to the same crowd all the time. So we're going to be back in the new year with a new live set. And I'm looking forward to the months coming up to writing and, you know, just nailing down all those like nitty gritty parts and making something come alive. I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, that's exciting. Honestly, like I love performing and I love show day or gig day or whatever you want to call it. But the creative process to me, as I've gotten a little older and I'm playing a little less, the creative process is really just as fun as being on stage sometimes. You know what I mean? Just watching it all kind of come from nothing and get bigger and bigger. And you hear stages of its evolution from your demo on your phone to like a little better demo on someone's crappy software. And then you actually get in the studio and you hear it, or even just putting it together with the band and hearing it played the first time. It's amazing. What an experience. You know what I mean? And we're so lucky we get to have that experience, because some people don't even know where to begin, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. After the breakup, I lost my house, but I moved into a punk house. So I always had jam space. As a drummer, you always have jam space, right?
Yeah.
So I moved into a house with jam space. So I was fortunate there. But then, you know, we had this opportunity to rent jam space in Hull. And, you know, it cost me $50 a month, but this was in the, fall of 2021. I'm sick of being at home and everything. I'm like, I'm paying $50 because I want to go out to somewhere and rock out louder than I've ever rocked out before. Like, I'm playing in basements. Mm-hmm. Now I got this big, huge space.
Nice.
And I can dance around and I'm paying for it, right?
Yeah.
So there's like a drive to get to this jam space. And I've never felt that before. So this is a whole, like this whole new space we're playing in. It's such a wonderful space. It draws creativity. You're with your band, you're standing in a circle, you're facing everyone. And the music just, you know, we just get together and we don't do mics. We just jam. We just talk through guitars and drums and bass and figures, you know, does this work? Does this sound good? And then all of a sudden I'm spitting some lyrics on the mic and here's a new song. Did we record it? No. But will we remember it? No. it's been great at this new space. Such a good vibe.
Totally, man. And I'm totally going through the exact same thing right now because Riptides just had their first band practice last Sunday. That was my first band practice with the band in like almost 3 years in a new jam spot. And I know exactly how you feel. Little rough off the get-go. But we kind of sunk into it, and when we, you know, it was just, you forget.
It's a good good rough. It's a good rough.
It's better than nothing. It's better than nothing at all. And that's all we've been doing, right? And it's just like, and it was just hanging out with the band and just goofing off. And, you know, it's just, you miss it and you don't realize how much you miss it until it's there again. And I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful, and it's, I can completely relate. So yeah, man, that's what it's all about though. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
for sure.
How can you ask for more than that? So anyway, I think I got to let you go. It was so great to have you back on. It's great to talk to you again at length. I talked to you for 5 minutes at Avant-Garde, but it was great to touch base and just see what you're up to. And I'm glad you're doing well. And, give me a shout. I'll come out and fucking check some bands out, man. I totally will.
It's going to happen, man. I was going to send you all these random shows on Instagram. I'll be like, check this out. So
it's good.
Yeah, definitely. I'll keep you in the loop, man. We can be old dude back of the thing there.
You'll be my pipeline for new bands that I can invite on the show too.
I'll come pick you up and I'll stay sober in solidarity with you, brother.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's
all. Okay. Oh, thank God you can pick me up then.
Yeah. Hey, even better. That way I can escape. Like, get the fuck. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Anyway. All right, bud. I'm going to post some links and stuff so anyone can hear like the bands and stuff with the podcast. And other than that, I don't know, bud. Thanks for being on.
Keep on rocking. I'll keep listening.
All right, dude. Take it easy.
Cheers.
So that's the end of episode 96. I want to thank Andrew LaSalle for being on the show. Thank you for your time, pal. It's always a great conversation. It's always nice to hear from you. All three songs on this episode were from his band Holy Christopher. So search that on all your places you search things. Anyway, on that note, if you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me at egoinvice@gmail.com. You can listen to the podcast on Podomatic, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, all those major streamers. And just search Ego and Vice Podcast. I'm the only one, and it should pop up. Trademark. Yeah, I got a couple more episodes in me for until the end of the year. And then I'm taking a couple of months off and coming back in February for season 6. I tried to get to the elusive 100th episode before the end of the year, but what are you going to do? If I play my cards correctly, or if I plan something, episode 100 should be the season premiere of season 6. How cool is that? So that's all I got. That's the end of this episode. So take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves. And be kind to other people. That's all I got. See you next time.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.